Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are going to be playing the Smart Cookie Challenge with Troop 40180 in just a few moments, so make sure you keep listening for that. We're going to earn some cookie buys here. But before we get into the games, we want to talk about the business a little bit when it comes to the Girl Scouts. And troop leader of Troop 40180, Anna, is joining me in studio. Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. No, looking forward to it. We had you guys on last year. Now we got a new group of girls coming in.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some Smart Cookie Challenge. I want them to win just as bad as anyone else, just so I can get these cookies.
Yeah, they're very excited.
Very excited. So we're going to meet the girls in just a few moments. But first, like I said, I want to talk about a little bit of the business of it all, because it's so much more than just a cookie sale.
Right.
So let's start off the bat. You guys are the Girl Scouts of Southern Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are out and about, and people can go and see. There's only 5 days left in the season.
Right.
So this is like the last push here.
Right.
We want people to go and find you. They can go to iwantcookies.org. Type in their zip code, and sooner or later, you'll find where you guys are going
to be. Yeah, it'll list all the booths that are around them and when to find the Girl Scouts
When to find the Girl Scouts, when to make those purchases. And when we do buy these cookies, of course, we're getting the delicious treat.
Yeah.
But the money goes to a very important cause. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. So pretty much everything that we get to do throughout the year comes from cookie sales. Over 70% of what we make from Girl Scouts is through cookie sales, because they sell themselves. They're really easy to do. So.
Sure.
So all of our trips and badges that they earn and uniforms and their registration, all of that, we try to help fund through Girl Scouts.
Right. And you were saying before we jumped on the air here, when it comes to the troop, you guys have so many different families and such. A lot of that cookie sales provides that money so they can take those trips. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to afford it.
Right. Yeah. There are a lot of girls in our troop. I know there's a lot, but all troops that could not afford to do these kinds of things. Last year, we went to Savannah, and all of my Girl Scouts were like, we could never have done this without this kind of thing.
So it's a nice way to give back. And when you buy a box of cookies, it's not just to get a delicious treat. And I know people go, oh, I can't eat all the cookies. It's for a good cause. Share the cookies. You don't have to eat the whole box.
Right.
If that's what you're upset about. Or, of course, you guys are always accepting donations too. People can just donate if they
wish. Yeah. Donations through the council go to troops overseas. Each troop finds a place to take their own donated boxes. Like, I know our troop is sending boxes to the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah. See, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And I know too, when it comes to the Girl Scouts, so they go on these trips and they do all of these things, but it's not just about selling cookies. They also learn life skills.
Yeah.
There's so many prominent women out there in all types of business, entrepreneurs and more, that have said, well, I learned a lot of my skills and a lot of my capabilities with the Girl Scouts. So it really does benefit them all around.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the girls downstairs was just telling us that she's going to be a psychologist in college, and those skills are what she learned in Girl Scouts is what pushed her to care about those kinds of things and why she wants to do what she wants to do in the future.
No, it's a terrific cause to get behind, and an easy way to donate is to get those delicious cookies. It's $6 a box, right?
Yeah.
That's the deal still. And I know there's a new cookie. I was told very excitedly downstairs by one of our players that there's a new cookie. So we'll ask them about that we can enjoy this year. And again, only 5 days left. So if you have yet to get your Girl Scout cookies, make sure you go to iwantcookies.org, put in your zip code, and learn where they're going to be. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and we're going to play a round of Smart Cookie. Are you ready for this?
They can't wait.
They can't wait. All right, we'll be right back right here on Hits 96.